learning to be a cattleman or cattlewoman down in Burley, Idaho. It's hard work, but it's good work. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Down in Burley, Idaho, every spring there's almost a rite of passage. Burley is cow country, and cows have to be identified. We all understand that for hundreds of years that identification has come from branding. Future Farmers of America is an organization for, obviously, kids who hope to be in some form of agriculture in the future. The best way to train for that goal is to get hands-on experience. And if you're aiming to be a rancher, what better way to train than to be part of a big branding operation, which is happening on this very day. Teachers divide the students into responsibilities: vaccines, brands, corralling calves, and carefully holding calves down while the brands and medicines are quickly administered. These are the basics, and sometimes students will ask if the process hurts the calves. Do you hear them? Just a little louder as the calves are held down. Instructors say the vaccinations are not hurting them, it's helping them. The calves get right back up and are soon reunited with their mothers as if nothing happened.
There are a lot of ranches in this country, and most everybody brands. And why do you brand?
Cattle are the lifeblood of Idaho's livestock industry and a big part of the state's ag economy. While some of the lesson plan is traditional branding, the rest is state-of-the-art and best management practices. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.